Now, back to Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther on CFOS.
If you do not have a regular church home, the Salvation Army has welcoming congregations in Midland, Barrie, Wyarton, Hanover, Goderich, Sarnia, Port Huron, Michigan, Listowel, Wingham, Newmarket, Brampton, Orangeville, Aurora, Guelph, Owen Sound, and Collingwood. Worship services commence at 10:30 or 11. Please check locally. Please pray for us and all our listeners as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and please tell friends and family members about our Sunday programs.
Please note that all Salvation Army community churches and thrift stores may or may not be open as of yet. Similarly, for all other church congregations, please check locally for details.
My Jesus is now. From his daily devotional book, Hope for Each Day, the Reverend Billy Graham speaks to us about God feels what we feel. When I was a small boy, I thought of God as an old man with a long white beard. After all, hadn't Michelangelo and other artists painted him that way? Perhaps in my childish mind, I thought he resembled an old man in other ways also. Somewhat feeble and harmless, not quite in touch with me and my problems. Later, as I read the Bible, I realized that God is a spirit. He does not have a body, nor is he confined to one place, as a physical being would be. At the same time, he has the attributes of a person. He thinks, he speaks, he communicates, he loves, he becomes angry, he grieves. Because God is a person, he feels what we feel. No matter what we face, he understands what we are going through. He even understands our temptations, for Christ has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. And that is why you can bring anything, anything to him in prayer, confident that he will understand.
Thank you, Helen, for Billy Graham's devotional message about how it truly is that God feels what we feel and how important it is to take our problems, concerns, and heartaches to him. 1 Peter 5 and 7, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You know, this is one of my most treasured and favorite verses of Scripture, and it has been for decades. Let's hear now from George Beverly Shea as he sings, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry. To God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield.
Have you ever been misunderstood by something you said? They say a picture is worth a thousand words. That might be good if you're looking at the picture and getting the message. But what about the other way around? It is also true that when we hear or read something, our mind formulates a picture. Or when we say something to someone else, their minds formulate a picture of what we are saying. Often there is a difference between the original words and the picture formed, and that difference is the cause of misunderstanding. Years ago, when our children were young, one of them was not well, and we were desperately trying to subdue respiratory problems. The cool air mist machine worked very well in a confined space, but the child's room was too big for it to be effective. Finally, we came up with a space that would give the best effect. I won't ask you to guess. No, it was the bathtub. Lining it with soft cushions for a comfortable bed and closing the loose curtain, the cool air mist was able to give the relief it's known to. Now, the confusion came at the next doctor's visit, when, of course, we were still looking for a long-term remedy for the situation. The words the doctor heard from my mouth were, "We put her to bed in the bathtub." What mental picture do you think he had? I'll tell you, by the look on his face, he wasn't picturing a soft, cushy bed, probably more like an evening bath. Yes, it behooves us to consider what and how we say things, if we want to be correctly interpreted. The one person who knows us so well that he already knows what we are thinking before we even say a word is the Lord God Himself. He not only knows what we are saying, but He also knows the intent of our heart or the motivation behind what we say. Whether we are talking to others or to Him, He knows our spirit and what we really mean. Over the years, I've often had difficulty with correspondence because I would be afraid that what I wrote might not be understood by the people who received it. In fact, today, as I speak these words, I don't know what kind of a mental picture you would perceive. I don't know about your life and how it fits into it, but I do know that God knows. We have the assurance from Psalm 139 that God knows us inside and out. He knows everything about us, even our intentions. So He's not going to get the wrong message. But He does hear from us. And what He hears when we're talking to ourselves or others is what blesses His heart. I love this verse, and I depend on it on a daily basis. From Psalm 19, verse 14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I am Connie Armstrong, sharing in ministry at the Salvation Army on 14th Street West in Owen Sound. God bless you.
Thank you, Major Connie Armstrong, for your solid biblical teaching, which wondrously reveals how it is that God knows us inside and out. May we seek Him with all our hearts and experience the joy of His salvation today and forevermore. To Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
and be gracious unto thee. Thy Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give
music, inspiration, wellness. Catch Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Dawn and Helen Luther, Sunday mornings on 560 CFOS.
The Salvation Army brings you the gospel program, Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul, every Sunday morning. Ever since taking root in Canada in 1882, the Salvation Army has progressively, responsibly, and with Christian charity, met the needs of Canadians without partiality. The Salvation Army has and continues to operate in many areas, including family services, thrift stores, youth summer camps, food banks, courts, prisons, victim services, seniors and children's homes, hospitals, emergency services, and the list goes on. The Salvation Army also does its utmost to carry out the command of Jesus Christ to bring the gospel message to all people. Thank you for listening to our Sunday morning programs, and please tell a friend or family member to tune in as we share our faith together.